Honey, are you awake? I can feel you moving around. Is everything okay? No, it clearly isn't fine. You're shaking and you're all sweaty. Did you have a nightmare? You need to tell me. I can't just leave you alone like this.
Oh,
sweetie. You're feeling too anxious to sleep. About anything in particular, or is it just one of those nights? No, it's okay. I mean, I'm already awake now, so you can tell me. Keeping these feelings inside won't make things any better anyway. Because of work? And I figured. So, your boss is giving you more responsibilities again? I feel like she's making you do enough work for three people. Honey, you know you can't take care of everything. You need to learn how to say no sometimes. I know, it's easier said than done. But if it's affecting you this much, then something needs to change. I can see how much you suffer from always working or always thinking about work, and I want to help you, but I don't know what to do. Maybe we can think of a way for you to confront her, like, talk to her about it. I know we can't solve these issues right now, but it just makes me sad to see you like this. Well, is there anything I can do to make you feel at least a little bit better right now? Just to help you fall asleep so we can tackle things tomorrow? No, I will not go back to sleep until you let me help you. I wouldn't be able to get any rest knowing how you're feeling right now anyways. Of course I can hold you, baby. Do you want me to be the big spoon? I don't care that you're sweaty. You're definitely not gross. Here. Let me just crawl under the blanket with you. Honey, your heart is racing. Hey, shh, it's okay. I'm here for you now. Everything will be okay. I love you. And making you feel better is the only thing that I care about right now. Can you feel my breath on your neck? Just try to breathe with me, okay? In and out. Deep breaths. In and out. Really focus on your breathing. Feel my chest rise against your back as you breathe with me. Just like that, honey. See? Your heart rate is already slowing down. Just keep going like this. You're doing so well. I love you so, so much. It breaks my heart to see you suffer like this. I know you want to do everything in your power to make others happy, but you need to take care of yourself as well. Of course, your work and responsibilities are important, but don't forget about your well-being too. It is difficult, and you might feel bad about prioritizing your own feelings, but you have to. You always want to be strong and take care of everything, but sometimes strength lies in admitting that you can't do things alone. Asking for help, accepting help, saying no to others, those make you strong as well. You need to know your limits. And please, at least try to talk to me when something is on your mind, okay? I will always be there to support you and help you through difficult times. I know I can't solve these things for you, but I promise I'll do everything I can to help you work on them and be there for you while you do. Promise me to let me help you. Thank you, baby. Now, try to only focus on the feeling of me holding you. All those other thoughts are tomorrow's issue. Is there anything I can do to help you free up your mind? You want me to stroke your hair? Of course I can do that. Just try to relax and let me take care of you. I love running my fingers through your hair, lightly massaging your scalp. The slight tickle of your soft hair on my skin. My nails scratching you ever so slightly. And I love that no matter how often I do this, you still get goosebumps like it's the first time again. It always seems like something special. What do you think I'm doing? I'm taking off my shirt. Yours is coming off as well. Sit up a bit so we can... Yeah. We don't need those bottoms either. Like a little. There we go. You know, skin contact is super important and a great way to release all those feel-good hormones. That's why cuddling feels so nice, and being naked makes it even better. And my breasts resting against your back is just a fun bonus. hold my hand as I place it on your chest. I want us both to feel your heartbeat. You smell so good. I don't mean your shampoo or your body wash, just your own scent. What else do I like about your body? You shouldn't get me started on that if you want us to get any sleep tonight. I love feeling your warm, soft skin. My hand running over it and your back pressed against me. Feeling those tiny hairs stand up as I caress your body. Your muscles twitching when I touch your stomach. Your goosebumps when I stroke those extra sensitive parts of yours. I love gliding my hands over your back. Feeling your shoulders and muscles move. My fingers going down your spine. Exploring the little bumps before reaching the small of your back where you're just a little bit ticklish. I love your arms and your hands, how you hold me with them. The way they can be strong yet so gentle and caring. Feeling your muscles, your veins, the soft hairs. Holding your hand, our fingers locking, never wanting to let go. I love your warmth. Not just physically, but also emotionally. Whether I'm cold or sad, being close to you always makes me feel better. You keep me warm so that when you need it, I can give that warmth back to you. Supporting each other makes us both so much stronger. And I love your beautiful eyes and your breathtaking smile. I fell for you the first time I looked at you. When I saw your adorable laugh after I told you one of my dumb jokes, I just knew that I needed to be with you. I love your soft lips, watching them move and form words when you talk to me, kissing them, the satisfaction of feeling them all over my body. I can't even stop myself from softly touching them right now, parting them ever so slightly, feeling your warm breath as you exhale. I love those little cues you give me without even being aware of them. Those tiny movements or looks that let me know what you want. Like right now, I can feel you pressing into me, telling me to hold you even tighter, to wrap my legs around you. What else? Well, the way you ask me tells me exactly what you want to hear. I love your cock. It's just so perfect for me, and you always manage to make me feel so good with it. Stroking you, sucking you, getting fucked by you. It's just amazing. Knowing how much pleasure it brings you makes it so much better. Being with you has given me so much. And if there's anything I can do to give back to you, I will. And speaking of giving back to you, is there anything else I could do to help you relax?
I totally understand if you're not in the mood for that right now, honey. You don't need to apologize. I can just continue holding you and keeping you safe. You want to turn around? But then I have to let go of you. I'm not sure if I can bring myself to do that, you know? Fine, but only if you let me give you a goodnight kiss. You can hold me as tightly as you want. I love you so much. You don't have to thank me. I know you'd do the same for me if I needed it. And knowing that I can make you feel better and help you through rough times is all the gratitude I need. I love holding you. I love feeling you. I love you with all of my heart. You should really try and get some sleep now, baby. You don't need to let go of me. We can just fall asleep like this. I'll be here for you as long as you need me. When we're together, everything will be fine. Snuggle up to me and use me as your soft, warm pillow. Just close your eyes. Rest your head on my chest and listen to my heart as we both drift away. I love you too.